The Zero Hunger Trust Fund has launched a food security drive in collaboration with various ministries of government to increase local food production and promote healthy eating habits. According to project officer at the Zero Hunger Trust Fund, Kimet Robertson, the initiative was created due to this country being brought to the brink of food insecurity as a result of the many recent natural disasters which significantly impacted agriculture.
Overall target is to reach about 7,000 households. However, it's a tiered project. So we are currently in phase one of the project where we are establishing backyards and community gardens. The persons who meet the criteria for being food insecure, the ones who we are targeting now, they do not readily have access to fresh, healthy produce. They cannot afford to purchase these kinds of produce on a regular basis. So these are the persons we are targeting to encourage them to establish their own garden so that they can have access to this kind of healthy, fresh, nutritious food. The distribution in terms of the project has started for phase one, the distribution of seeds and seedlings. We have just been going out into communities and doing the distribution, getting persons registered. This is more or less the ones who we are targeting for the project.
Robertson says it has been noted that following Hurricane Beryl, numerous households have experienced difficulties accessing sufficient and nutritious food, further exaggerating the pre-existing issues linked to climate change and economic instability. The food security drive, she asserts, is a national program in response to the pressing need for enhanced food security and resilience. She further encourages people to participate in this initiative.
So far, with the rollout, we would have a visiting team go into the different communities, and this team would comprise of members from the Zero Hunger Trust Fund, persons or representatives from the Taiwan Technical Mission, and other representatives going out into communities and encouraging members to register for the drive. As persons register, we take their basic information, and this would be fed into a repository that we have so that we can use it over time to kind of monitor persons as they are establishing the gardens and maintaining their garden. We're also doing distribution, so that is something that is also a part of the rollout. When we go out, when we visit persons in the constituencies, we would give them a few seedlings and seeds to be able to establish the garden.
Robertson encourages establishment of backyard gardens to assist in boosting production of healthy, nutritious food in the country.
Food is life. We all need access to food, but not only any kind of food. We need access to nutritious and healthy food that nourishes our body. And with this initiative, you can only win. You plant or you establish your backyard gardens, and right then and there, you have access to fresh local produce, food that you are able to grow. You know what you're using to grow these crops, and you know how it can be prepared. And I think the important thing here is to just encourage persons to get on board and to join this initiative so that they can have a more sustainable future and that we can be more food secure as a nation in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Project officer at Zero Hunger Trust Fund, Kimet Robertson. Registration for the National Backyard Venture can be done at the Zero Hunger website at zerohungersvg.com, at the office in Kingstown in the NIS building, or through a number of volunteers. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special reports.